Now, here's your host of Sound Off, Brad Bennett.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Johnny. Yes, we are back live at Les Cromdell Window and Siding, where they're having their big grand opening. They had been down on London Road for many, many years. You know, one of the things I didn't realize until today, Ryan told me they've been in business doing windows and doors in some fashion, either storm doors or something. The their grandfather started the storm door business back over 75 years ago. So we are live up at 5210 McQuaid Road, Duluth, Minnesota, where they are having the grand opening of Les Cromdell Window and Siding. But we never forget about our other sponsors and family of sponsors that we have. And Margaret from Wood Magic is one of those that we love talking to. And Margaret, you're having your big anniversary this year as well.
Yes, we are. It's 40th year, and we're having our drawing several times during the year. Every so often I pull somebody's name out of the bucket, and so just come on in. All you need to do is to come in, put your name and phone number, and you might be one of the winners to get a 40% off a purchase.
Yes.
Out of the store. Not an item, but a purchase.
Not an item. That is, you know, Margaret, that is so important. What Margaret is saying is you go up to her beautiful facility, 9 rooms of collectible items, and if you happen to get drawn, if she draws your name out of there, and all you got to do is just go up there and register to be in the drawing. But if she draws your name, you can go through the store and pick out 30 items if you want, and you'll get 40% off of every one of them.
That's true. And you know, Brad, most people don't just come in and sign their name and walk out. They got to walk through the store and see what we have because, you know, we've got the 9 rooms. We're really a tourist attraction. We've got items in here that a lot of people have never seen. We've got a whole room of glass. And, you know, they're no longer in business. They haven't been in business for a few years. But we have a whole room of lamps and vases and all kinds of different things, animals. So you really need to come in and see us. We've got furniture. We've got all the heritage curtain and table lace. We are the curtain store in town between the heritage and the park home decor. And got Bovano. We've got the Just the Right Shoe. We've got many, many different collectibles. David Frickman, American Chestnut, Willie Ray. You do need to come in. We've got a whole room of frames, different picture frames. So, you know, graduation's coming up, weddings are coming up, people are having babies. Just, you could get a very unique frame that no one else would have because they are very unique. So you need to come in and see us. We're open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3 during the week, and 11 to 2 on Saturday, or by appointment. And you know my slogan, if you're in the store, we don't shut the door.
You never close the door. That's right. You never lock them out. Well, Margaret, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to come see you very shortly myself because my wife was telling me, she says, Margaret has those wonderful curtains, and I've been told she has them in yellow, and I would like them for our kitchen in Florida.
Well, they aren't the heritage, but they are the park design, and they are in yellow.
Okay. There we go.
218-729-7175, 218-729-7175, 5105 Miller Trunk Highway, open Monday through Saturday. Do come in and see me. Thank you.
Will do. Will do. Thank you, Margaret. Again, we are live up at Les Cromdell Window and Siding, where we're having their huge, big grand opening. They've been in business 75 years. It doesn't sound like you should have a grand opening, but they built this facility from scratch up here, and it is first class. You walk in the door, they've got a huge, big, beautiful showroom that shows every kind of window they've got, everything from their Ply Gem to Infinity to Great Lakes windows, everything from steel roofing to siding to every kind of shingle you can think of. I mean, they've got it all for you up here at Les Cromdell Window and Siding. Now, if you need to know the phone number to call up here, it's 218-391 718-391-7135. That's 218-391-7135. We're gonna talk to Les Grumdahl here a little bit later on. We talked to Ryan in the first hour, and it's just a very, very nice facility where if you're looking for windows, doors, roofing, anything, you know, you come on in here, they'll show you around, they'll pick the product that's best for you. They carry right here in their warehouse, so it's very, very convenient. Kenny, I want to talk to you for a couple of minutes here about another story that I picked up this morning. You know, we've been talking for a while here about the gap in reality between what President Joe Biden has been saying the economy is and what really is happening. And I found a piece this morning. Now, a lot of people may not know who Alexander Solzhenitsyn was, but he was an economist, believe it or not, in the Russian. He was a Russian writer, a dissident, and an economist. And he wrote about the Soviet system. And here's what he said about the Soviet system. We know they're lying. We know they're lying. They know we know they're lying. We know they're lying, but they're still lying. And Solzhenitsyn, or this writer for the Washington Examiner, said basically the same thing is going on right now with this administration. They keep telling us that the economy is in good shape. They keep telling us that more people are being hired, that they've had more employees hired than we've had in many, many years, which is true. But they don't bother to tell you that it's due to the post-pandemic rebound, that people that lost their jobs during the pandemic have now started to be reemployed. And the labor force participation rate has, believe it or not, started falling again because more people aren't bothering to look for jobs, even though there's 11 million vacancies in the latest numbers that were put out there. According to the Labor Department, they reported weekly unemployment claims of 218,000 and continuing claims of 1.37 million. Now, that's the lowest number since 1965. Here in Minnesota, I think the unemployment rate has dropped down to almost like 2.5%. But again, part of it is because people are going back to work after the pandemic, and now all of a sudden people can't find employees. There's not enough people going around to fill the something like 11 million vacant jobs that are out there. Biden has deployed the trickster line of arguing that pioneered line that was pioneered by his former boss, President Barack Obama, that people who disagree with him can do so only because they don't have the facts. That's the implication of the president's tin-earned response to the pain in voters' wallets, falling real wages, shortage of basic goods. Instead of offering solutions, Biden boasts about his wonderful economic achievements. And again, the...
Whoa, stop. His wonderful economic achievements.
Yeah.
Well, it is Friday, Brad, and that is funny. And that is funny.
And you can tell jokes, and we just told one. Well, no, but in reality, the numbers indicate that there are lots of people that are finding jobs. The problem is that most of them are going back to the jobs they had prior to the pandemic, and that's not new jobs created. Those are people that are finally getting back into the workforce. But there's still 11 million vacancies out there. 538, which does surveys from the average people to find out what people are thinking, 538's latest pollsters found that inflation massively is outstripping every other issue that voters are concerned about. In other words, if you're a voter and you're asked, what's the most important thing for you to consider this year, more than anything else, they are saying it's inflation. It's stripping away everything we've got. Any gains we had over the last few years are being stripped away. Fully 52%, and that's 65% Republicans, 42% of Democrats, say price hikes are among the most important problems facing the country. the next most important political extreme and polarization is a worry of hardly more than half as many, 29% independents, 25% Republicans, and 32% Democrats. So inflation is the worry that is swamping every other concern that people have. You know, their Biden's plan to fight inflation with higher taxes, increased government spending, and more regulations just doesn't work. Of course, that's not going to be the answer. Well, I got the guy himself sitting down with me here. Les, I'm going to ask you to put on that headset there. We had the opportunity to talk to your son for quite a bit the first hour, and I learned a lot about what's going on here. You got quite a facility.
Yes, we do. It's wonderful. We've got lots of space, lots of acres to have everything in one place and work efficiently. Yeah.
Well, the efficiency of this kind of location is what really has got to be best for you as a business owner, I would think. Like Ryan was saying, when you do a U.S. Stainless Steel siding job now, you can go out to somebody's home, you can sit down with them, you can work out the deal, get the deal all arranged, size out the side of the siding. You can get it ordered in. It'll be dropped right to your facility here in rolls of siding and into your warehouse. And when you go to do the job, you load it on the truck, you take it out to the site, and you install it right off the truck right there. I mean, it's just so yep. much smoother than what you had before.
Right. We had to go to a different location to get materials and, kind of make it work. And we did that for several years. Now we've got it all under one roof, and we can load the machines inside, and it's temperature controlled. And then when the machine gets out to the job site, it's all there, ready to go, temperature controlled, very efficient.
Yeah, it's really a nice setup. Well, we have got to take a quick break, but if you stay with me, I'd like to ask you some questions when we come back about the new facility. It's really something special, and I'm telling you, folks, if you have not been out here yet, and you probably haven't, get in your car today, come out here. There's a couple of reasons for you to come. First of all, you get to see the beautiful facility they got and all the displays they've got set up. But you can also register for some great drawings they're going to have, Minnesota Twins tickets, cash cards, a lot of great things going on. But also, they've got a fantastic food truck out here right now that you can have lunch, courtesy of Les Grumdahl. They'll provide you with, what's the name of the company that puts the food truck out? Taste of Mexico or something like that?
Yes.
And they do a fantastic job with burritos and tacos and everything. So you're going to have lunch today anyway. It's that lunch time. So why not swing up to 5210 McQuaid Road, take a look at the facility, and maybe get yourself some lunch at the same time. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come right back with Les Grumdahl here at Les Grumdahl Window and Siding's grand opening.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar.
KDAL time, 1226, 58 degrees, and maybe The Doors is fitting music.
Well, yeah, you could have The Doors, but you could change the name of the group to The Windows and Doors.
There you go, The Windows and Doors.
Well, we are up at the place where you can get windows and doors and roofing and siding and everything else. We're up at Les Grumdahl Window and Siding. Located right here at 5210 McQuaid Road. I'm going to explain to you the easiest way to find your way up here. All you got to do is drive up 61 coming out of Duluth as you're going up towards Two Harbors. When you get to the McQuaid Road, cut a turn. When McQuaid Road, take a right and then take an immediate left and you're right here. It's a brand new building. You can't miss it. Come on up and walk through. Take a look at the displays. And Les and the fine folks up here are even buying you lunch. They got a great Mexican food truck up here doing tacos and burritos and things, so stop up. Les, we were talking a little bit about the efficiency of a facility like this, but, I was out at your old location a number of times, and that had to be a little difficult to work out of with warehousing down below, out and back, and trucks to turn around and drop off. This is so much easier.
Yeah, well, you know, we were on London Road for 75 years, and people kind of associated us, you know, us with London Road. So we kind of stuck it out down there and made the best of it. We had a smaller space, great visibility, but we didn't have what we needed. We had different locations to store different product, and we wanted to have everything under one roof. And besides, we had a little, you know, more space for parking and maneuvering vehicles and so on. And so we've been working on this project for about 5 years, and we finally last year broke ground and got it done, moved in last November. So it's been a long time coming and something that we've been dreaming about for a long time.
Well, Ryan was telling me that you can actually offload trucks. They can drive in, go around back, offload, and then drive right straight out. No jockeying around, trying to...
Yeah, you know, we were on London Road there, and it was hard to back semis in and our own trucks and trailers and so on. But right here, we've got a circular drive right through, back up to a loading dock. Makes it a lot easier and more efficient.
Sorry, I had a little problem with my hearing aid there. Yes. It was beeping at me. But no, because I know that on London Road there, especially after, you know, they used to have four lanes on London Road, two lanes going right each way, and then they put that bike lane in, which nobody seems to use. And
well, yeah.
And then of course, what that did was that put all the deliveries out into the middle of London Road, right, or they had to jockey and back around. So this is just much easier.
Yeah, you know, London Road evolved into what it is today. A lot of medical and, you know, retail shops and so forth. And so, but, you know, we did well there for a long time. And we moved out here, and we've had nothing but positive feedback and positive results. And I think we made the right decision.
I think you did, yeah. And, you know, it's nice just coming in here because I was telling Ryan, when I do your spots usually, about the only thing I know about you is windows. I know your ply gem windows and, you know, things like that. But I never knew that you carried, for example, the stone-coated roofing. That's some spectacular stuff.
Yeah, that's some really nice stuff. Really good looking. Different colors, profiles, very sturdy. Self-ventilates. It's a beautiful product.
Yeah, that's nice. And I mean, if you're gonna look for windows, what better facility than this with all the displays you got here? You can see right here. And Ply Gem is kind of interesting because Ply Gem, as Ryan was saying, and maybe you can explain it a little bit more. But, you know, before we do that, I think we're going to have to take our CBS News break. But when we come back after the CBS News break, maybe you can explain a little bit how you match windows for people for their siding and stuff. And you can do the staining right here at your facility before you go out and put it into people's houses.
Right on. Yep.
So, Kenny, if we are ready for the CBS News break, let's take that, and then we'll come back live out at Les Gromdahl Window and Siding, 5210 McQuaid Road.
KDAL time is 12:35, and the air temp at Duluth Army Corps of Engineer, I'm sorry, 61 degrees at Duluth Army Corps of Engineer, and, Brad, the water temp is 53 degrees. And, Brad, on the phone, we have Justin from AirServe.
All right. Well, Justin from AirServe, how are you? How's your week working out?
Oh, everything is going fantastic. And welcome back to Minnesota. And on Wednesday, when I was on the air with Kenny, I told him about some of the cool T-shirts that I saw down at the state convention down in Rochester. And the coolest one that I saw was Make Minnesota Florida. Little spin on a Make America Great Again slogan.
Well, I'll tell you,
Minnesota,
that,
Florida.
Yeah, that would take a lot of doing, I'll tell you.
Yeah. So then I was going to get a T-shirt that says, Make Brad a Minnesotan Again, because we've missed you terribly, and I can't wait to see you in person for the first time.
Oh, I can't wait to see you either, Justin. But you know what? I got to tell you, I'm up here at Les Gromdahl's grand opening today, which is up on McQuaid Road, 5210 McQuaid Road. You should stop up here and see this facility.
I would love to do that.
They really have it set up nice. In fact, if you come up here before 2 o'clock, you can even get a free meal. They got the
awesome
Mexican food truck out here.
Incredible.
So it's pretty nice.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll tell you something and your listeners, my favorite part about being an advertiser on your show is you have all premium service providers that advertise on your show. Doesn't matter
really
if it's
do.
Windows and siding with Les Grumdahl, legal services from Chris Dahlberg, whatever it is, you always have premium service providers like we are that advertise our show.
We do. It's like a family. It's almost like a family of sponsors. That's the way I consider it anyway. We had Margaret from Wood Magic on earlier, and but you got to come up and see this facility, man. Les and Les Grumdahl and their whole family have really done themselves fine with this operation. You can walk in here and you can see all the designs for siding, roofing, windows, about everything you can think of. But let's talk about AirServe. What have you been doing this week? What's the main hot button that people are really concerned about? I suppose they're thinking about getting ready for the summer months ahead, huh?
Absolutely, they are. So cooling appointments all this week. I think maybe I have one boiler appointment in the mix, and that's about it. But yes, everybody has a laser focus on keeping the humidity out of the house and keeping their house at a comfortable temperature. You know, guys like you and I, we don't mind being hot during the day, but it's nice to have a cool spot to sleep at night. And I need my 40 winks because I'm working about 60 hours a week right now.
Boy, you are so right, Justin. I don't mind heat. I don't mind working out in it, but at night I want to be able to sleep cool and comfortable. And you've got that all going.
Absolutely. So if your listeners invite me out to the house, we're going to do that whole house analysis that we've talked about. We're going to be there for about an hour and 15 to an hour and a half or so, and making sure that we design that system correctly, making sure we place the units in the correct spot, making sure that they're sized correctly. And then I have all of these before and after pictures of hundreds of projects that we've done over the years, so I can give a customer a very good idea of what their completed system is going to look like once it's installed.
Well, and Justin, I think the thing that I like to remind people about your services is that, yes, you guys do heating and air conditioning, but there's a lot more to heating and air conditioning than just heating and air conditioning. The quality of the air you breathe coming out of that system is just as important, and you guys really concern yourself with that.
Absolutely. So I'm not a medical doctor, and we don't make any medical claims about these indoor air quality products that we add onto people's existing HVAC systems, but I can tell you that the feedback on that stuff is absolutely 100% positive. The ducted bypass humidifier to control humidity levels during the winter time, the whole house dehumidification systems that we have from April Air. And of course, when customers tell me about itchy eyes, dry skin, allergies, labored breathing, all these other different kinds of things, you know, the air that you breathe inside of your house is about 4 to 5 times dirtier than the air outside. And we have some accessories and some systems that can really make it work right.
I gotta tell you, Justin, and as long as I got Les here, I gotta tell you both a story. When I was in college, I lived with a guy. He had his own house, and there were like four of us in there, and we were always getting sick. And I thought, man, there's something wrong. There's something wrong in this house. I took apart the air vent one time in the living room, and there was like 2 inches of dog hair all through the system. So I went downstairs and I looked at the guy's furnace, and believe it or not, he didn't even know that he had a humidity control thing on top of the air conditioner or on top of the furnace. And when I pulled the pan out of there, Justin, it looked like somebody had made lasagna. It was green and moldy.
Wow. Well, I've seen some doozies in my day. I go into about 650 homes a year. And so I've seen it all. I mean, there's very few things I probably haven't seen yet. But yes, getting your ductwork clean is a very, very important thing. That should be done about once every 10 to 12 years, especially if you're going to be getting a new forced air heating or cooling system in the house. We have some professional services pearl lists that we give out to people. So if there's something that we don't do in our assortment of offerings or whatever, we hand out a business card for some quality premium service providers like we are that do some of the things that we don't do.
Well, Justin, let's tell people how to get a hold of you. How do we call AirServe, and how do we get an appointment with you?
Phone number at the office is 218-879-SERV, S-E-R-V. And your listeners can always check us out on the web at airserve.com, AIREserv.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Justin Critch, AirServe of the Northland. So, Les, we were talking before we broke. Ply-Gem windows, the thing that I think makes them so unique is that you can almost match up whatever kind of wood framing that the people have in their home now. I know you did that with us up on up in Piedmont Heights when we lived up there. We had a house where the framing around the window was starting to rot from the weather, and you came in and replaced it, matched it up very nicely. And Ryan said you guys do the staining and stuff right here, huh?
Right. We can also stain the windows to match your interior trim. In Duluth, in the area that we live in, there's a lot of homes that have the old ornate woodwork. And to stick a window that might be white or tan in there just doesn't fit well.
No.
So we're able to take a match of your trim, apply it to the window before we install it, and then install it so it's a perfect match and everything looks great.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. And that's the other thing with Ply-Gem is that I remember they're manufactured, I think, in Fargo or somewhere.
That's the Marvin Infinity is manufactured in Fargo.
Okay.
The Ply-Gem window is manufactured in Toledo, Ohio.
Toledo. Okay.
Yeah.
And you can, I mean, I'm looking at a sliding door over here that's fantastic. Boy, if you've ever had a sliding door in your home that maybe is not quite working right anymore, this Ply-Gem one I'm looking at here has, what do they call that, cut glass in it?
Yeah, it has decorative glass in it, different colors. It's got the pewter framework in it. It's a beautiful door, and we've got those available. We've got grid work in between. We can give you tints if you need them or want them. Yeah, so we can do a variety of things to make your home unique and to have its own style too.
Fantastic. Well, the nice thing up here in this new facility is that you've got so many more displays. I mean, I don't even remember you carrying Great Lakes before, but you probably did, and we just didn't see the displays before.
Right.
But now you can walk in here and you can see just about any display of any kind of window. You've got side breaks of a lot of the windows, and a lot of people don't understand that some of these better insulated windows are really 3 and 4 sometimes panes of glass.
Right, yeah. We've got the new technologies with the low-E coatings and the gas in between. Also, 3 panes of glass is available on most units. So we can give you a real nice energy-efficient package when we replace your windows.
Now, Ryan was telling me something, too, about the fact that you now do decking, composite decking.
Well, we always have done decking, and we don't do that much of it, but we do many of them in one year, in one season, and we do wood, we do composite, we also do PVC, solid PVC, which is a newer product out there. So, yeah, we can do aluminum railings, customize it.
You can even have the railings powder coated to match
right.
The people's color scheme.
That's right. Yeah.
And you've got a one of the decks built off the side of the building here.
Yes,
I think.
We do. We got a nice little deck off the side for people to see and see some of the wood and products that we use.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, again, people, if you have not been up here, and I'm sure you haven't been yet, take the opportunity to come up to 5210 McQuaid Road right here. The easiest way, again, as I said, the way I found it so easy this morning, I came out of Duluth, jumped on 61, heading towards Two Harbors, took a right at McQuaid Road, and then took the first left, and you're right here. You can't miss it.
Yeah, you can't miss it. We can see us from the highway, too.
And again, if you're looking for any kind of, whether it's roofing materials, they've got everything displays here of Timberline, all your standard shingles. But boy, if you want to look at steel roofing, this coated, stone coated steel roofing is by far, I think, much more attractive and much more desirable than the plain old steel roofs.
Yeah, there's a lot of colors available, too, and some different designs. And, you know, the nice thing about it, it's so durable. It's heavy-duty enough that you can walk on it, and it self-ventilates.
And the nice thing in the winter, too, with snow, is you're not going to slip off the roof walking on it, getting the snow off of there like you would with a steel roof.
Right, right. And it has a lot of benefits, and You know, we do all the different types of roofing that there is, and we've got the United States Seamless franchise in the area, so we can do seamless steel siding, vertical, horizontal, shakes, all kinds of 35 different colors. So we're well equipped to get to take care of your needs and windows, doors, gutters.
Fantastic.
We're here to take care of you.
Well, again, you got to stop up here, folks. 5210 McQuaid Road. What hours are you normally up here during the day?
We're normally open from 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, but we can meet you by appointment after hours and so on. So we can, if you want to stop by on your way home one night, just give us a call.
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate you having me up here today, because I'll tell you what, I've learned more about your business just sitting here talking to you guys than I knew before. And I've been to your other location before. And, you know, before you had a nice location and it was in a good spot. London Road had to be a great spot for people to find to shop. But this facility offers so much more in convenience and an opportunity for you to see the products.
That's right. Yeah, we're very happy to be here. And you know, stop by, even if it's not today, and take a look or give us a call. We'd be happy to come out and look at your situation, help you work your way through the process and give you some guidance and so forth. So we've been doing this for 75 years. It's a family-run business. We enjoy doing this. This is our life. We don't just do this part-time or anything like that.
No.
So this is what we do, and we're here to give you a service after the sale, too.
You know, I was amazed when I was talking to Ryan first. I didn't realize your dad started doing storm windows.
Right. That was back right after World War II. He started selling steel storm screen windows and storm doors and awnings. And our business has evolved a long way since then. We started doing siding and then roofing and the different types of windows. So we've evolved as the industry has throughout the years. And we think we offer top-of-the-line products that are going to give longevity and good service.
That is true. I think what you're talking about is quality products. Matt, nice to see you. Talk to you soon, buddy. Well, you've had a lot of nice people come in today up here, too. A lot of other vendors and people that you work with.
Yep.
Well, Les, we're going to have to take our Minnesota news break here, but I appreciate you coming by and enlightening
me on a lot
of stuff.
Thank you so much for being here, Brad. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Kenny, let's take our Minnesota news break, and then we'll come back live up at Les Grom. I'm going to be here another hour, folks, so if you want to stop in, take a look around, see what's going on.
KDAL, exercising our First Amendment right every day.
Freedom of speech is one of the anchors of our society.
This is KDAL AM 610 and FM 103.9.
KDAL time, 12:55, 61 degrees at Duluth Harbor, 59 degrees at the National Weather Service in Duluth. And Brad is at Les Grumdahl Window and Siding at the corner there of McQuaid Road in the Expressway, Highway 61. Real quickly, I want to have you jot down the number. It's 218-728-3060. That's right, Les Grumdahl Window and Siding, 218-728-3060. And Brad, you do have a caller on the phone. We have Sue, who's calling from the Chicago area in Illinois. Sue from Illinois. Yeah.
Okay, Sue, can you hear me?
Hey, Brad. Yeah, I can.
Hi, Sue.
I'm a first-time caller. I just want to thank you. I know you're on the road and talking to these people with the local businesses, and it got me thinking, you know, these people work really hard, and you're working hard to get the word out about them. And, you know, yesterday you had here's what I'd like to talk about. Yesterday you had a caller talking about Target, and the CEO is concerned about the profit, and one of the reasons is because they've increased some of their workers' pay and benefits. And I'm real concerned about the people that run these huge corporations, not the small businesses, not these local businesses. These people work really hard. But, you know, what I'm concerned about is I just feel like this super rich people, the people that take a trip to outer space and buy not second homes, that's okay, you know, a cabin, whatever, but third and fourth homes and buying pieces of property in Montana and private islands. I really think that it just concerns me. You know, I live near a food bank, and I've been watching people really all through COVID. And I understand this pandemic, you know, it's changed people's lives. And I'll tell you who I see at the banks. I see everybody. I see black, white, brown, yellow, you know, all colors. I see dads holding hands, their little kid, and moms in their strollers. And I understand about business, but I think that these large corporations, I think they need to be taxed. I think they need rules. I just don't think this is working. I think the gap between the low-income workers and the poor is getting bigger from the rich. And I just wanted to say, I think it's time we start looking at who's running for office and look for people, for politicians that are going to vote for and care about working people.
That are going to care about the everyday citizens, Sue, I think is what you're talking about. And I couldn't agree with you more. I think a lot of people are looking for leadership that's going to remember that during this pandemic, a lot of big companies got richer and richer, but a lot of the small businesses had a hard time making it day to day.
So am I on here, Brad?
Yeah.
They can hear me too. Being a small business guy, this is Jerry from London Road Rental Center. Well, I have two businesses, and during that pandemic, they shut down one of my two businesses.
Yes.
And it drove me crazy that they could shut us down, but yet you could go to Walmart. That was just
Kenny, I ran into Jerry Cordesmacki up here, and since we missed a spot yesterday, I'm getting it in right now. So do we have a couple of minutes?
Nope, 45 seconds.
Well, you know what? I'm going to hang on to him then until after the top of the hour so we can get him on here. But, yeah, Jerry's right. Jerry was a small business owner, is a small business owner.
Yep.
And during the pandemic, one of his businesses closed down completely.
Yep.
And
the
I don't know.
The government mandated us to do that.
Have you gotten back to full speed yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yep.
You have? Okay.
Yep. That's not been the issue after. It's just too bad that they picked the winners and losers.
Oh, yeah.
It never made any sense. You couldn't have go to church, but you go to a liquor store.
Well,
you
know, that was the thing that was so hard for the average person to understand. How can Home Depot stay open when the little corner hardware store had to shut down?
Yeah. Yep, and that's...
Well, anyway, folks, we are up at Les Grumdahl Window and Siding, their grand opening. Our hour number two is done. But when we come back, I'm going to have Jerry Cordesmacki from London Road Rental on. He's going to talk about the loss of one of his friends along London Road. Les Grumdahl.
Yes.
For more than 80 years, KDAL.